Kina Chavav is a Kina that's describing what it says in the Medrash that Yirmiyahu went by the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Yirmiyahu went to the Kivrei Avos and he asked them to daven, to try to merit the Geula. And he went to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu said, Chinam nuseisi eser b'chinais havura. Was it for nothing that I was tested 10 times for their, because of them, for their sake? It's very interesting when it says over here that Avram Avinu had asar nisyonis for the sake of Kal Yisrael. V'hein chozisis shivra, and now I see they're ruined. V'ayei avtochas altir Avro, and the Eibishter answered him back, to'u lahirais b'avodah zarois. They started serving avodah zarois. V'eich esapech albitu aseres hadibreis. And how could I restrain myself when they were mavatal all aseres hadibreis? And then Yitzchok said, Lashov bi tevach uchak, v'hein zari nishchak v'nimchak. I was oimen in the nesoyin of the Akedah, I was prepared to be killed. V'ayei avtochas v'esprisi okam es Yitzchok. And the Eibishter answered him back, Moru b'yirmiyo, v'timu haramiriyo. They rebelled against Yirmiyo, and they defiled haramiriyo. Nileisi nesoy goyo oilali minishiyo. I can't take any more the terrible averus that they're doing. Ve'esapach al ariga zecharya. And then Yaakov Avinu, it seems like Yaakov Avinu was starting to say something else. Oilolai asher tipachti be'elef. My children that I worked so hard till I was exhausted. I brought them up with tremendous koiches. Ve'eich gozu meni b'chelef. How could they be killed out like this? Yaakov Avinu didn't say anything about any schusim. He just said that he brought up Klal Yisrael with such koiches. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, Roya Nehemon. He also, Tzoyin Asher b'cheiki hu amon. Eich gozu b'loizmon. The Tzoyin Klal Yisrael that I brought up with such effort. How could they be killed out like this? And then the Eibishter didn't answer anything, not to Yaakov, not to Moshe. Koil b'chileya m'seifefes al hovel, rochel achoysa mavaka al boneho. V'zilpo maka poneo b'lo m'kainens b'shteyodeo. The Mois, they just cry out. And then the Eibishter says, the emesis that the Medrash says, that when Rochel said that I was mevater, I gave over the simonim to my daughter and I wasn't mekane. I wasn't jealous of my sister Leah. Then the Eibishter said, Shuvu t'mimim limruchaschem, male amale kol mishaliseichem. Hineni mishoviv golus b'neichem. But it's very interesting that in the first two bakoshes that Avram Avinu and Yitzchok were talking about their schusim, what they did. Avraham Avinu was oimer in the Asar Nisyonis, and Yitzchok was oimer in the Nisoyin of the Akedah. Over there, the Eibishter answered them back. And this is a big Yisoyin. This has to do with the Yisoyin of Zchus Avos. We have to understand what exactly is the meaning of Zchus Avos, and what does it mean when the Gemara Chazal tell us that's Tamo Zchus Avos, that sometimes Zchus Avos is finished. Rav Dessler, in the beginning of the Sefer Michtam Eliyahu, says that the taich of Zchus Avos is when an Av is oimid to Zadgvaldika Avoida. He implants certain midas, natural midas, in his children. And those midas that the children have from the Av, that is the Zchus Avos. The schus of the Ovis are still here because of the midas that the children have from those chusim. The Nefesh Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Voloshiner, says that if someone today wants to be Moisa Nefesh, to go to Eretz Yisrael, Where does that come from? It comes from Avraham Avinu's nisayon of Lech Lecha, of going to Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing, if someone is ready to be Moisin Nefesh, to kill himself, to be Mekayim Torah, where does that come from? And also, it comes from Avraham Avinu, it comes from Yitzchak. And that's what Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak were tining. They were tining that this, what happened to the Schusim? My children still have those Midas, so they should have those Schusim. And that's what Eibishter answered. That no, you think that they have those Midas, but look what they did. If they did this, it's Tablus Chus Ovis. And they don't have that Schusim anymore. But when Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu are saying that, how could you go ahead and kill them out? I spent so much effort. I gave so much koiches to bring them up. On that, there's no taina. And that's why the Eibishter eventually said, Male Amale, kol mishalei seichem. Oz Bahalach.